Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rhea today as they kind of assemble to get ready for some off-season stuff. All right. I don't know why I'm doing this. Bostonian, go.
Hello, Bostonian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey. You're going to need all the help you can get in the playoffs.
You got anything left? You can shoot a couple underhanded free throws
Do you remember when it's Cavaliers coming to the league in 1970.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It was great. I remember watching from my crib. It was
all right,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay. All right, maybe you were then. All right, but anyway.
No, I was. I think
you know
it was
the head coach there, Fitch, Bill Fitch.
Oh, yeah. I remember you had him. We had him. All good.
Yeah, but we had him. He won a championship in Boston.
Yeah.
Bird fella helped.
Well, yeah. Well, naturally, you know. And but what I'm saying is you won one championship, and you were lucky to win that when you were down 3-1.
Really? I didn't realize that. That's a good fact.
That was the year the Golden State had the best record ever.
Yeah.
I think they won 72 games or something like that. And you beat them in the last game at home.
Oh, man, thanks for reminding me. I forgot about it. And did they have a parade afterwards?
No, you didn't forget about it.
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah. So you won one championship. Enjoy it. It happened, and I never thought it would.
Hi to the missus.
Yes, hi to the missus.
Saint.
How about those? Speaking of Boston.
Woman's a saint.
I'm glad he brought this up. No, I'm glad he called, because I should have said something to him, because I didn't feel like ripping on him today. But
6-0.
What a nice win yesterday for the boys.
Very nice win.
Kind of spoils Patriots Day for them. Are you supposed to win on Patriots Day? How about Gronk throwing out the first pitch yesterday? He spikes the ball rather than throws it down.
That guy's a walking cartoon, isn't he?
That was awesome, man. I'm not going to lie.
I love that guy. He couldn't be any worse in those commercials that he does.
He couldn't have been any worse than that. Let me have bad acting
for 200, please.
I still can't remember that.
I love him in those.
What was the? He was on some really bad TV show. It was him and two other people. It was on a kids' network, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was not good. Actually, the show wasn't bad. The two other hosts were pretty good.
He's so bad. I love
him. He was brutal. And like all the scripted jokes are just so, it's like, But yesterday, just a real nice 6-0 win over the Red Sox. And, you know, you sit here.
A lot of good things happened in that game,
it's
too.
It's too early in the season to get really pumped. But it is nice to look throughout the lineup and see a couple guys hitting over 300, even if it's early on in the season. It is nice to look through statistics and not be the bottom feeder in home runs. They've got some pretty good energy going on right now. Now, are they playing the best teams in Major League Baseball? No, they're not. But that's all right. You got to play who you're going to play, and you go up. They avoided the sweep against the Yankees.
What you just said is a factor that we've not really thought about.
Which one?
Because you've not played the greatest competition. We don't want to really think about it because you have to play them. B, because we don't want to diminish the nice start.
No, you don't. I'm trying to think of Manigan, let me put this in your terms for a second, just so I think. If there was a group A and a group B in baseball, I think we all kind of feel like the Guardians are in group B. And, it's okay.
You mean upper echelon and then the rest?
Yeah. Tier one, tier two. Is that even better?
Probably a better way to put it. Hard to argue with.
You kind of feel like the Guardians are a tier two team. They are a tier two team. I'm not going to lie.
Even if they win their division.
No one respects the Central.
That's exactly right.
So, but yet, I'm still excited. I'm happy about these guys. Should I be?
Why not? Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Absolutely. It's going to be one of these seasons where if they can continue to score runs, they're going to win games. And I know that falls under the no blank Sherlock policy, but if they can hit, they'll be fine. The question is, can they hit for 162 games? And as long as they continue to hit, and as long as you get really good contributions from Andrés Giménez, who seems to have taken a step forward and hopefully continues to, and Josh Naylor continues hitting ball really hard, and Bo Naylor continues doing the same exact thing, this lineup gains length. It gets better. It looks better. Your margin of error grows for this pitching staff.
Don't you think Giménez is the real deal? I know you've never been crazy about his bat. And I just think he's very competent. I don't necessarily think that he's a stunningly good hitter, but I think he's more than competent. Last year wasn't as strong as what you'd want it to be.
Yeah, that's the one is last year. The rookie year before was excellent.
The year before was fine.
The rookie year was excellent. And I don't know if that's considered his rookie year or how they decided to do it, but year that he got a large amount of at-bats was great. It's just year two was is this the sophomore?
It was 2 years ago when he had a really good offensive year, hit .297.
Is this the sophomore slump or is this closer to real? That's the only question I have. But his glove is so darn good, you can kind of get over it.
I'll make the argument it wasn't that different of a season. His batting average was down almost 50 points. I know that's huge. But his productivity numbers, home runs, runs batted in, were similar. I know he had him more at bats in the second year. I understand his average was down, and it wasn't as good as the year before.
314 on base.
But it wasn't like he fell off the face of the earth.
314 on base, .399 slug.
Okay.
Those are the two you look at, and you're like, okay, you're not driving the ball as well. Sorry, I'm not trying to cut you off.
No, I apologize. But clearly, he didn't completely fall off the face of the earth. I mean, it wasn't as good, but this year looks better. And regardless, if he can just hit a little bit, I mean, you just leave him there for the next 5-6 years. We call it a day.
Yeah, can I ask? I just want to ask this question really quick.
Kind of
off on
this
the side.
It's going to be bad. The way you're mumbling, it's going to be great. Go ahead.
How long does this Tyler Freeman thing last in center field if he's only hitting a .159?
I was waiting for someone to ask this question.
Well, there you have it.
Ignoring it.
You know how we've talked about.
Do I even want to look at the Clipper stats right now?
No.
Okay, I'm not going.
The last time I looked, it wasn't. Miles Straw was hitting .180 something
in
Triple A.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not what you want.
No, I just wonder how long can you stick with this?
Well, let me throw this at you.
Okay. I'll give you April. I'll give you the whole month for sure.
It's not just him. Remember how we've talked about, are you going to be sorting through outfielders?
Yeah.
I think you're sorting through outfielders. Will Brennan had a home run yesterday. Nice job. He's hitting .225. He leads the Faber-Pledge class.
.225 is no way to go through life, son.
I'm sorry. Ramon Laureano is hitting .188. Esteban Florial. Though he showed a little pop against the Yankees.
Well, Brennan showed a little pop this week.
Is hitting .167. And Tyler Freeman is hitting .159. So Andy, you have five outfielders you're playing. Three of them are hitting under 190.
That's not good, is it? I just want to double check. Anybody?
Dan,
not
can
good?
We use batting average as a stat? Is that okay, Dan?
I mean, if you want, it actually might paint a rosier picture than using on-base slug
well,
and everything else. It actually probably paints a rosier picture.
Laureano's on base is 366.
I mean, we can't see. I think that we can't see the blemishes, or they're not as easy to see because the team's had a lot of makeup for the guys that are playing well, right? The guys that are hitting well. Kwan's hitting, what, 356?
You just made me do something.
Oh, you got bad trouble, sir?
No.
Josh Naylor's hitting 340.
You got about half the guys who are hitting and about half the guys who are blech right now.
And that's good enough to keep you in first place in the Central.
Well, against the teams you've been playing, yes.
So you only need 4.5 hitters to get through this.
It goes back
Can
to
this team make
said,
it through the season with 4.5 hitters?
Especially now that Carlos Correa's found his way on the IL.
Can this team survive with 4.5 hitters all season? Because you know once they start playing good teams, it's not going to be a lot of fun.
Kyle Manzardo's hot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
He's raised his average from 180-something to 250. Jonathan Rodriguez is up to 256, baby.
There we go.
And Kenzie Noel at 208. Miles Straw's up, 226.
Would you rather have his AAA 226 or Tyler Freeman's 159?
Tyler Freeman.
I think they're hoping that his numbers get a little bit higher so they can trade Straw, right? That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
They need him to get a little bit better.
I think
they
would love
to
be able to trade him.
But what are you going to get? You're not getting another outfielder in return unless you're going to trade with a team that's got like eight outfielders. Like, yeah, let's just get one defensive so we can throw him in at the end of the game.
You know what I think you could get for Miles Straw? What I think they would say, yes, that's fine. Thank you. A guy who they could drop into their bullpen. I think that would be enough. You'd get out of the contract, and you'd take him out of the equation. I mean, and can you imagine what the fan base is going to think if you just bring Miles back and you put him in center field again?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, but if his bat is a little bit hot and he continues just to kind of swing the bat decent, at this point, if you're hitting 225, man, you're like monster of the midway out there for the Browns for the Guardians outfield.
Chase DeLauter is hitting 167 at AA. But keep this name. Center fielder Petey Halpin, fast start, hitting over 400.
I will keep that
high draft
in mind.
Choice.
So the Guardians keep winning. You believe her? If you are, let me know. 216-474-0092, plus a little bit of golf and maybe we need to figure out when it's time to retire. Not Jeff and I, but a certain very, very popular golfer. We'll talk about that too. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.